Welcome back to the Business of Government magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. For federal agencies to be successful in their continued pursuit of government-wide initiatives, such as reforming federal IT, using new technologies to improve government operations and citizen engagement, and enhancing customer experiences across government, they require support and assistance. Kathy Conrad, Principal Deputy Associate Administrator within the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA, explains the dual mission of her office, which has positioned itself as the government-wide leader in identifying and fostering the adoption of innovative technologies and open government.
So our role today reflects both where we've come from, our legacy of serving the public, and our role today as an engine of innovation to help agencies across government meet rapidly changing needs. We have a pretty interesting history spanning over 40 years, which most people aren't aware of. Our roots were planted way back in 1970 with the establishment of the Consumer Information Center, which provided the public with a central source of government information. It's evolved over the years, and in 2002 became the Federal Citizen Information Center, or FCIC, when GSA created the Office of Citizen Services and Communications. At that time, GSA combined the center's 30-year legacy of serving the public with the innovative approach of what was then called FirstGov, which used the rapidly growing power of the internet to serve as the first sort of single front door to the government. And then more recently, in 2010, the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technology was created, returning GSA's internal communications back to its own office and adding the Office of Innovative Technology to expand our role in leveraging new technology to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of government. So today we have a dual mission. Mm-hmm. We deliver world-class experience to the public when accessing government information and services anywhere, anytime, through whatever channel they choose, building on our long legacy, and then developing solutions and services federal agencies can easily adopt that will enhance their ability to innovate, deliver services, engage the public, and save valuable resources.
GSA provides agencies with practical tools, models, and proven practices that can improve the efficiency and effectiveness of government operations while enhancing citizen engagement. Kathy Conrad elaborates.
Well, we have a very lean but incredibly productive office, about 100 super talented, hardworking people, plus a team of excellent contractors and a budget of about $35 million, pretty small. But we're a little spark plug igniting innovation all across government through two primary organizations, the Office of Citizen Services and the Office of Innovative Technologies. The Office of Citizen Services provides consumer information and services to the public wherever, whenever, and using whatever device or communication channel they choose. The Office of Innovative Technology identifies and fosters innovative technologies that help agencies increase efficiency, enhance effectiveness of services to citizens, and achieve cost savings. So most of our programs are divided into those two offices. We've got, as I said, the Federal Citizen Information Center, which runs USA.gov, Gobierno.gov, Kids.gov, the National Contact Center, and PublicationsUSA.gov. We have the Center for Excellence in Digital Government, which runs our Challenges program, which you're familiar with, mm-hmm. and supports the Federal Web Managers Council. We have a mobile PMO, which has more recently been combined with our Digital Services Innovation Center. And then in the innovative technology arena, we have the Federal Cloud Computing PMO, our FedRAMP program, Federal Data Center Consolidation Program, and data.gov, along with a few others.
To deliver its mission, Kathy Conrad outlines three strategic goals.
So to deliver our mission, we have three key strategic goals. Innovation, which we define as expand and enhance public engagement with government using innovative, cost-effective solutions and practices that can be adapted and adopted government-wide. Second, customer intimacy, as I mentioned. And there we want to deliver best-in-class customer experience that is driven by results and that other agencies can use. And finally, operational excellence. Develop, implement, and accelerate adoption of new technology platforms and initiatives that can improve operational efficiency and effectiveness across government. We seek to foster federal leadership in implementing solutions that are faster, cheaper, and more sustainable.
GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies also accelerates and incubates government-wide social media and public engagement solutions that focus on transparency, accountability, and citizen engagement, highlighted by such initiatives as data.gov and challenge.gov. But Kathy Conrad acknowledges that innovative ideas and programs cannot come to life in a vacuum.
Partnership and teamwork are at the core of all of our operations. We depend on broad input from the stakeholders we support through established channels like the CIO Council, the Web Managers Council, the Government Contact Center Council, the communities that we've helped establish, as well as through citizen engagement. You know, one of the advantages of using social media and of open government in general is that there are tools that we use to get direct feedback from our customers. And so we consider ourselves working in partnership not just with the agencies, but also with citizens so that we can understand what really is working, what do they really need, and how do we do our jobs better.
Bernard Malekian, Director of the Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, COPS, within the U.S. Department of Justice, completes our profiles in leadership by detailing his efforts to advance public safety through community policing. Malekian leads the federal program, which began in the 1990s, and focuses on weaving community policing practices into the fabric of the country's law enforcement community.
Community policing, and the COPS office definition, and certainly one that I adopt, is that it's designed around building relationships, building partnerships, number one. Number two, solving problems. Partnerships between law enforcement and the community it serves to address specific neighborhood issues. And thirdly, is an organizational transformation within the law enforcement agency. At some point, and I think this has been the sticking point. At some point, community policing has to cease to be a project or a series of special projects, and it has to become the operating philosophy of the organization. When that transformation occurs, then you can say that community policing has arrived.
Malekian outlines the mission of his office.
What we've tried to do over the last few years is to make it very clear that our mission is to help local law enforcement make the communities that they serve safer. And we do that through a variety of means.
Malekian's office pursues its mission by providing grants, offering technical assistance, and being a convener of best practices. And for Malekian, being a voice for law enforcement inside the Beltway. To do this effectively, Malekian has crafted a strategic vision that works to rebrand the office and reposition its programs.
One was to institutionalize or depoliticize the office. This office is not a federal jobs program. This office helps advance public safety. It helps advance the quality of life in neighborhoods, you know, across this country. And it should be evaluated in terms of what it does in that regard. So it really tried to convey that message. Secondly, was to ensure that the office was the voice for law enforcement inside the Beltway, certainly with inside the Justice Department. More than any other single agency, we deal directly with the local law enforcement agencies. Our funding grants go directly to them. They're not in the form of block grants. Our technical assistance projects go directly to those agencies. And not just the director, but the people in this office. We have a number of people with law enforcement backgrounds, a number of people with academic backgrounds who have direct connections. And so this business of being the voice. And thirdly and lastly was to bring this concept of evidence-based practice, which, and that's not unique to the COPS office, but this idea about what works and what works best and how do we make that part of law enforcement thinking. There's sort of a fourth strategic area that was not, certainly wasn't on my radar when I first came to Washington, but it has quickly become that, and that's helping law enforcement agencies deal with the realities of what the economy is doing. It's producing a profound change, and one that I think, like I said a minute ago, is not clearly defined yet. Its outcome is not clearly defined yet.
Without exception, the recent economic downturn has fundamentally changed the way policing is done in this country. The COPS office issued a report last fall highlighting that 12,000 police officers from across the country over the last 2 years have been laid off.
So it's an enormous loss of capacity. The changes are going to occur, we believe, across sort of four fronts. One is a greater reliance on technology, which you alluded to earlier. Two is greater use of civilians, both as employees and as volunteers. There are a number of agencies that are doing some extraordinary things with civilian volunteers and with civilian employees. The third thing is an alternative response to non-emergency radio calls. And the last and probably most controversial is this regionalization and consolidation of departments across a number of fronts.
In light of these difficult times, Malekian continues to position his office as a resource for law enforcement agencies across the country. Along with many challenges, difficult times can offer opportunities to transform. According to Malekian, at some point, community policing has to cease to be a project or a series of projects. It has to become the operating philosophy of an organization. When that transformation occurs, then we can say that community policing has arrived. Over the last 6 months, we've also had an opportunity to speak with many public servants who are pursuing innovative approaches to achieving their mission and serving citizens. In this edition of Insights, we focus on how the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, relies on information and technology to carry out its mission to understand and predict changes in climate, weather, oceans, and coasts. With insights from Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications at NOAA, Joe outlines the mission of his office.
Our office is responsible for essentially all the information and information technology resources. NOAA spends about $1.3 billion annually on its IT portfolio, and that's larger than all but four non-defense bureaus. So it's, and we're bigger than a lot of department IT budgets. So it's a pretty big portfolio. We have the standard CIO responsibilities of planning, reporting, oversight for all those investments, cybersecurity, information quality, privacy responsibilities. I'm supported by a CIO council composed of line office CIOs. And then we provide a whole host of enterprise-wide mission essential IT services such as email, web hosting, networking, security, response, and monitoring. And through our high-performance computing and communications program, we're striving to ensure that we've got the computing necessary to propel our science and our service missions, enterprise-wide supercomputing to support both sides of that activity. A little bit different is that I'm also responsible for NOAA's Homeland Security Program, ensuring preparedness and response and mission continuity in event of a terrorist attack, disaster, or other emergency. One of the areas that we really spent a lot of time focusing on is a program called NOAA Link, and that's a partnership with our Acquisition and Grants Office, but it's an innovative strategic sourcing vehicle to provide economies of scale and enterprise-wide acquisition for our IT infrastructure and services. And then lastly is that I also serve as the Department of Commerce Senior Agency Official for Geospatial Information and also the Senior Executive responsible for the Department's use of the radio frequency spectrum. So all that keeps me pretty busy.
Joe Klimovich fosters an enterprise view of technology as not simply supporting mission, but actually enabling mission.
Given NOAA's mission, I really look at it as you've got a lot of information coming in. You've got brilliant scientists adding value to that information, and then we send out that information to either the public or other agencies. And so information is key to NOAA's overall mission. None of it can happen without information technology. So one of the things we're trying to do is improve the visibility and decision-making by leveraging IT resources across NOAA and trying to position my office, CEO's office, in budget formulation and acquisition planning and really evaluating programs up front in terms of instead of responding to a crisis afterwards or some other issue. So upfront in involvement in the budgeting and acquisition planning. Second thing I'd say is we're really trying to remove barriers to deliver a uniform, modern, agile, cost-effective set of services. It goes without saying if we can reduce the complexity, we can improve our security posture. That's one of the key things. I'm convinced that as we build more enterprise-wide services, it'll make it easier for us to secure our IT as well. And then lastly, I guess looking at IT is, position IT as a mission enabler through the right services, common services, man and infrastructure that supports our diverse mission and really with a strong focus on improving customer service. Yes, we want to reduce our operating costs, but we also want to improve our service. We want to empower our employees to more effectively be able to execute their mission-critical activities with IT and information.
Stay tuned as we wrap up this edition of the Business of Government magazine.